Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we are rolling right along. We're going to make Jeff Thomas do it here in just a little bit. But before we do that, we're going to talk to Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram. And I hope he's out at the Browns charity golf outing right now. And, of course, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you at the golf outing?
I am.
Are you playing, or are you just trying to track down the interviews?
I wish I were playing. I'm not. I'm holed up in a room. I just walked outside to check out the golf course, but I'm in there right in the way.
You know, it's interesting. Hugh Jackson invites you to jump in the lake with him, but yet he won't invite you to play golf with him. I find that odd.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up next time.
Just make sure you say, Jeff Phelps wants to know.
Yeah, that'll work.
Works out good for us. Scott, what's the mood like out there today? I think it's cool. I'm seeing, you know, Josh Gordon's out there. He's wearing some funky pants. And Baker Mayfield's out there. He's playing foursquare with kids. I mean, it seems like a pretty good time.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I mean, it raises money. It's a good event. And it kind of kicks off the OTAs, which start tomorrow, you know. So the Browns, it's the next phase of the offseason program. And it really kicks it into high gear. The offense and defense get to go at each other. We get to watch practice Wednesday. So, you know, it's a nice day, and the weather's holding out, and, you know, it's fun.
I don't want to be delusional on this, okay? And I don't think I am. But I find this curious, interesting. Get your own guys in there. It's weird to me that last year's starting cornerbacks, Jason McCourty and Jamar Taylor, were both traded. They started 14 and 15 games, McCourty 14, Taylor 15. And in return, you get a sixth-round pick in 2020, and you move up from the seventh to the sixth because you had to send New England a seventh with McCourty to get a sixth back. Weren't they a little better than that, Scott, that you shouldn't just completely cut bait on them and bail on these guys?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Jeff, and I agree with you. I think the McCourty situation's a little bit different because he's up there in age. You know, I think he's 31 or 32, and you're just not going to get anything back for a corner that age. And at the end of the year, he had some issues with how Hugh was talking about the roster.
Yeah.
So I think there's a little bit of contention there. The Jamar Taylor is interesting because the Browns, you know, that was a previous regime with Sashi, but, you know, they signed into an extension, you know, that was not crazy money, but it was good money for Jamar. And, you know, and then a year and a half later, he's gone, you know, and he's traded for, like you said, a six-round pick 2 years down the road. But again, I think it speaks to 1-0-16. You know, I just think it's hard to get a lot for players that come from an 0-16 team. And when you have the regime change to a guy like John Dorsey, that just means there's going to be guys that don't fit or he doesn't like in the previous regime did. And other teams know you can get that guy for cheap because there's a chance that he wouldn't even make the team anyway. So, you know, and on top of that, the cornerback was not a strength. I know McCourty played well early in the year, but I thought his play really fell off after that. I thought Jamar was not nearly the same player as he was in 2016. And John Dorsey obviously felt the same way because he brought in about 19 cornerbacks in the offseason because he didn't want to play these guys.
Scott, you tweeted a little while ago you guys are out at Westwood Country Club today for the Browns charity outing. Jimmy Haslam spoke today. Did he say anything worthwhile or was anything said early on today?
No, not really. You know, I mean, he just talked about, you know, a lot of it was a charity and how they're working to, you know, help the kids in schools.
Give back.
And building the fields and that kind of thing. You know, we talked to Hugh. We talked to Tyrod and Miles Garrett and Joel Bitonio. You know, the main stuff out of there was Tyrod Taylor's really good. You know, this is the first time we've talked to him since Baker Mayfield was drafted. So we got into that with him. And he said he's not going to be fazed by anything. You know, they're working on their relationship. And they're both going to compete. Tyrod's, you know, convinced that he's going to be the starter. I did think it was interesting. He pointed out that, you know, he wasn't drafted until the sixth round. So he can't relate to what it's like to be the number one pick and have all the focus on you. But he said he knows there are 9 quarterbacks drafted ahead of him and only 2 are left in the league.
Wow.
So, you know, I think when you're a small quarterback in stature and you don't get taken until the sixth round, you always walk around with a chip. And I think that chip just gets reinforced when – you add a guy like Baker, who everybody assumes is going to take your job sooner or later.
So what happens when they get OTAs cranked up with that situation? Is it nice, friendly? Because Baker's already said, I'm trying to win the job.
Right. It's going to be interesting. You know, I mean, I think Tyrod's the kind of guy, he's going to carry himself the right way and do the right things. But there's a mix between, you know, how some veterans treat the rookies. And I don't think Tyrod's going to be like Josh McCown would be. You know, Josh McCown was just an open book. And if you took his job, you know, obviously he wanted to play, but if you took his job, fine. He was going to be great. And that's just who Josh is. And I think Tyrod's just in a different point in his career where, you know, he's trying to win the job and he's trying to keep the job.
Still young
and
enough.
It's his last year and he's trying to make a big money contract after this. So, you know, I'm sure he'll be a professional, but I don't think he's going to give every secret to Baker Mayfield. And that's one of the reasons they brought in Drew Stanton. So Drew Stanton could kind of take Baker under his wing.
Yeah, I'm curious how that – you touched on it a little bit. I wonder how that's changed, the whole rookie-veteran dynamic, you know, over the years, like just hazing and things like that, because we've seen it's caused problems at colleges before. And, you know, it used to be just the talent show, or at least now we know it's just the talent show at the end, but – or carrying guys' helmets and pads and stuff.
Right.
How do you think that plays in today's NFL?
Yeah, I think it depends who the rookie is. You know, you have – you know, I mean, I know some guys get put out when they're asked to bring donuts in. You know, I mean, I've seen those stories, you know, that the rookie won't do it, and it upsets the veterans because they did it. You know, and that's
right.
What it comes down to. If you did it when you were a rookie, why can't this punk do it for me? You
right.
Know? So, you know, and I think Baker has the right attitude, and I think, hey, Joe Schobert just made a birdie putt on whatever hole I'm watching.
Oh, good.
But I think, you know, I think Baker's taking the right attitude so far, but you know, if he gets frustrated because he's not seeing any snaps with the ones and he knows that he's not going to be the starter week one, does it change? Does he stop carrying the helmet in? You know, it's going to be interesting to see how that whole dynamic plays out. You know, and you see it in Pittsburgh with, you know, Tyrod's never going to be like Big Ben was with the Mason Rudolph pick. But you do see veterans who just don't appreciate it because either they see it as the writing on the wall or they see it as their team not doing enough to help them win right now. So it is a delicate balance.
Hey, can you imagine Baker Mayfield bringing in the donuts every day?
I can. I can see him doing it. Can't you?
I would think maybe you. I would think you just buy in. You know what I mean? And if you don't, well, then maybe that's on you.
Well, I think exactly right. I think it says something about the rookie who wouldn't buy in. You
right.
Know, whether that's whatever, that you're prima donna or your ego's too big or you're using that as a motivation, whatever it is, I think it says more about that guy that he can't just suck it up and do what everybody else does.
What do you think of Hugh Jackson this year? How does Hugh handle being the head coach and having, you know, the defense taken care of? Obviously, Greg Williams was given a lot of latitude to do his thing. I wonder if Todd Haley gets the same latitude that Greg Williams received based on Hugh's offensive background.
Right. Well, I would think not. You know, I know Hugh can say whatever he wants right now, but when push comes to shove, if they get off to a rough start or he doesn't like a play call in a critical situation, and that's what these games come down to, right? You call the right play on third or fourth down,
yeah.
And if they don't work, you lose. You know, we saw Todd Haley, you know, not call those sneaks in Pittsburgh in the playoffs, and they lost to Jacksonville, right? And he got second-guessed, you know, and wound up not being renewed there. So I think Hugh will be more hands-on with the offense. It's just natural. But this is a huge year for Hugh, and I'm not saying anything everybody doesn't know. You know, not only is it 1-31, new GM, right? You got all this young talent that your GM thinks you're supposed to be able to win with. You got Hard Knocks. There's a million things that Hugh's going to have to deal with. And, you know, Hugh had some hiccups in these first 2 years. So it's going to be really fascinating to see how he handles all the pressure because there's more pressure than there was the last 2 years because there weren't any expectations. And now there are, and Hugh said it today. He told the gathering of fans and sponsors that they have by far the most talent he's had in his 3 years. And that shouldn't be saying anything because they went 1-15 and 0-16, but it does put him on the spot too because he knows he has to win games and he knows he has to handle himself the right way. Or if not, the new GM is going to be looking for a new coach.
Scott, I got 30 seconds. What do you think of Hard Knocks and the Browns?
Yeah, I don't think it's great for them. I think where the organization is coming off the bad years and the dysfunction that's been in place for a long time, I think there's a lot for the organization to handle. So I think Dorsey and Hugh would prefer not to do it. Having said that, I'm fascinated by it. I think it's going to be really interesting, and I think fans are going to learn a lot about some of these guys' personalities because the canvas can take you where we can't.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Thanks, Scott. We appreciate your time. And, of course, we'll read you Brown Zone, brownzone.com. And, of course, that takes you to the Chronicle Telegram, too. So thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, bud.
And Scott, as always, brought to us by North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.